WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A man from China who stabbed a College Station emergency room nurse because he thought the nurse was conspiring with the Chinese government will be able to receive outpatient mental health treatment.
Last August, a Brazos County District Judge ruled 26-year-old Yuchen Lee was not guilty of aggravated assault by reason of insanity. Yesterday, the judge made the ruling on Lee's future treatment after hearing from mental health experts and other evidence presented by Lee's lawyer and the district attorney's office. Another court hearing will take place in 30 days to announce the details. The nurse who was stabbed in January 2014 has returned to work. According to online jail records, Lee is also being held for immigration authorities. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
During a 5-day period covering last weekend and ending on Monday, there have been 77 victims of property crimes in the Twin Cities. 50 are from College Station. Combining the two cities, 39 of the 77 cases involve some type of theft. Another 24 were the victim of a burglary to their vehicle, home, or office. The remaining victims reported criminal mischief and forgery cases. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Bryan police made an arrest last weekend from a residential burglary that was reported in March. According to the arrest report, 30-year-old Jose Ramirez Medina admitted entering a former roommate's home on Lucky Street and taking an estimated $2,000, two 55-inch televisions, and a laptop. According to jail records, Medina is also being held for immigration authorities. Witnesses to a stabbing in a College Station home the night before last told police they were caught off guard by what they described as an unprovoked attack. According to the arrest report, the victim was slit in the throat 3 times while he and the accused were hitting acid in a home on Tony Court located off Rock Prairie west of Welburn Road. Police reported the victim is hospitalized in stable condition, and 20-year-old John Powers of College Station was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The Texas A&M system has more than $5 billion in public-private partnership ventures. Chancellor John Sharp announced another one yesterday, giving those interested in building a data center on the Rellis campus until July 28th to submit a proposal. The system's Vice Chancellor of Business Services, Philip Ray, told WTAW News earlier this month the P3 concept involves the system providing the land and private companies find the money to build and run the operation. The end result is the system gets a cut of the revenue without having any debt.
That's critical to us, particularly when we're formulating our strategic debt management policy and ensuring retention of our AAA credit rating on behalf of the board. It's very important to the Chancellor. And very important to our Board of Regents.
The Chancellor says he has been approached by several companies interested in building a data center away from the Gulf Coast hurricane zone. That would be accompanied by a network and security operations center. A former acting president for Texas A&M has died. Dr. Chuck Sampson held that position for just over a year in 1980. Prior to that, he had served as head of the Civil Engineering Department for 15 years. Visitation is Monday from 5:30 to 7 at Callaway Jones Center in Bryan. A service is Tuesday at 2 in the A&M United Methodist Church. Dr. Sampson was 93. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Your home should have an electrical inspection every 10 years, or every 5 if it's over 30 years old. Are you due? Call the trusted pros at Gilmore Electric Express to keep your home and family safe. They will catch potential dangers like loose wiring and ensure proper energy efficiency. If you're considering selling, Gilmore Electric Express can make sure your home is inspection ready. Aggie-owned and operated, Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Hallmark Smart Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning. It's 712 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studios, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Check and weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cindy will have an impact on our weather here, and we'll keep an eye on it over the next couple of days. She's south of Morgan City, Louisiana, moving towards the northwest at 7 miles an hour. Clouds will be increasing from the east today. We may have some late-day showers, 90. Rain is a possibility through the night. Chance of thunder, 70 to 75. Rain tomorrow, chance of a thunderstorm, breezy and near 80, turning partly sunny with a chance of leftover shower for Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball season came to an end yesterday with a loss to TCU in the College World Series. Meanwhile, the Bombers are on a roll with another win over the Marshals and a four-game lead in the TCL. And the Rangers and Astros looked good last night as they both picked up wins on the diamond. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so, the cities are growing. We know that. That's part of what happens. And so there's new businesses and there's traffic and crime.
A lot of it.
Yeah. I'm sure. Did it impact you as you're reading the stories today?
I was like 77 cases in a week.
These are cars being broken into.
Cars. There were a couple home and office burglaries. Yeah. Just theft in general. You know, stolen bikes, stuff like that.
You know, and back in the day, long time ago, before we had all these apartment complexes, there were a good number of car break-ins on campus, which would make sense because that's where the most cars were.
Sure.
Well, now there are more places where a lot of cars are.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a crime of convenience. There's no doubt about that. And if you make it easy for people, like by keeping your door unlocked or keeping your valuables clearly where they can see it. And, you know, once I had my car broken into, it was years ago. But, you know, at that time, what they would do is they would take the little porcelain tops of spark plugs.
Oh.
And break them.
Someone I know will leave their car unlocked because they'd rather them just open the door and take the couple of quarters they leave in there than break the window.
Yeah, sure, exactly. And that's what they used to do is they would use those and they would throw them against the window and it would break them quite very quietly. And then they could get in and do that stuff.
Gotcha.
But if people are not even locking their doors,
they don't even have to do that.
Yeah, yeah, so what happens is people wander through neighborhoods, I'm sure, just checking doors.
Oh, yeah, just checking handles.
And, you know, they got one. Oh, hey, here's one. Let's go in there. That is a crime of convenience. There's no doubt about that. But still, that's an amazing number as far as I'm concerned. And then there's the story of the guy who was stabbed in the neck. Because apparently
they were just hitting some acid, Scott.
Just hitting some acid.
Like you do.
Of course. So there you are again.
And apparently an unprovoked attack, just, you know, whatever
I would guess the
happens when you hit acid caused him to think he was under attack.
Yeah, well, again,
or needed to defend himself.
That whole idea, there's probably paranoia. I mean, yeah. It can cause
hallucinations.
You to do all sorts of things.
Maybe pent up aggression.
Yeah, and again, you want to raise your kids in the best environment you possibly can. This is, you know, I didn't even know where the neighborhood was. I had to Google where the neighborhood was because I didn't know that street.
It's the barracks.
It is. It's close to that. It's across
close
the railroad.
To the barracks.
Across the railroad tracks. It's on Welborn Road. And I don't know. I presume that the person who was arrested was under 21, right?
He was 20.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that means could be a student at an institution locally. Might not be. Might not be. But understand that when you end up having a bunch of kids together, they come from a whole lot of different backgrounds.
Yep.
And
lots of stuff can happen.
Yeah. It stunned me to hear that we got that much going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're not going to have puppy dogs and flowers all the time, okay?
Right.
I got that.
But why not?
Yeah, but there's going to be that. All right, so we'll wash our ears out with this. A Pennsylvania man claims that an alarm clock in his wall has gone off every day for 13 years. Okay, the first question, how did the alarm clock get in the wall, right? So Jerry Lynn says that he dropped the clock that had been tied to a string through an air vent. Okay, he had set the alarm to go off 10 minutes later, and it would let him know where to punch a hole in the living room wall to pass a wire through for a TV hookup.
Got to be an easier way.
I know there is. I'm sure. Even 13 years ago, there was an easier way.
Yeah.
Anyway, but to hear Jerry tell the story, Jerry says, all of a sudden, I heard a thunk, and it came loose. I thought, well, that's not a real problem. It's just going to go off, and it did. And he couldn't figure out how to get it back out of the wall.
13 years.
Yeah, so.
Did he not try punching a hole in the wall like he was going to in the first place?
Should have done that. Maybe 3 or 4 months, he said, then the battery will run out. Well,
that's what I was thinking.
That's September of 2004 that happened.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, every day. During daylight savings time, of course, it's an hour off, but still, it goes off at 10 minutes till 8 every day.
Buh.
And I don't know for how long it runs, but anyhow, not long enough to run down the battery.
Come on, dude.
Where did he think that was a good idea?
I don't know.
I'm going to tie this string onto this alarm clock, and then I'll know where to punch the hole.
And I'm still confused as to why, you know, he loses the clock off the string and then goes, well, I guess I can't punch the hole in the wall now.
Yeah, we don't know if he was ever able to poke a wire through the wall somehow, some way. But that's just fine. We'll wash our ears out with this. With temperatures topping over 90 degrees in Fort Worth last week, residents without air conditioning certainly had a lot to complain about. Especially 95-year-old.
Who doesn't have
Julius
air
Hatley.
Conditioning?
Well, they may not be able to afford it. I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, Julius Hatley, 95, made the best of the situation sitting on his porch in the shade to stay cool. He even continued his yard work despite the heat that they had up there. Well, last Thursday, 95-year-old's luck turned good. Drenched in sweat, a man called the Fort Worth Police Department to report his broken air conditioner. After responding to a few calls, Officer William Margolis and his partner, one Christopher Weir, made their way to his home. They discovered that his central air conditioning and window unit were broken and that inside the house, the temperatures were between 85 and 90 degrees.
But you call the police when your air conditioning
How's
breaks?
How's that? One of the officers couldn't shake the image. He went to Home Depot. He and his partner agreed they would buy him an air conditioner.
Oh,
so they did. They
that's cool.
That is that cool.
But man, you're right. And of course, if you don't have the money to fix it, I suppose that's not a good thing. Hey, got a new study. Wait, I have a news bulletin. Let me see. Where's our news? Yeah, that's good enough. Okay. Chronic sleep deprivation may cause you to be short-tempered.
Really?
Yeah. And it also could stress your heart out and raise the risk of cardiovascular disease or death.
Man, who knew?
This is a study from the University of Pennsylvania that shows there is a psychological price to be paid for insufficient time in sleep land. The study found that sleep deficiency could build up over 5 nights and be significant stress on your heart after just 5 nights.
Hmm.
Oh, wait, and there's this study, too, a newly published survey from Harvard College, so it must be right.
Of course.
Says students who don't get enough sleep could get lower grades.
Oh, my gosh. What? They're just now. I could have done better in school.
I know. It's right.
If only you'd known.
Only I had known.
And we knew this was coming. One Swedish rail line isn't just tearing tickets. It's also scanning microchips. The rail line, SJ, recently announced that it would begin scanning the hands of people who have certain biometric chips embedded in their skin to collect the train fare.
You know what? That's fine. Go ahead. Okay. Stick a chip in me.
Real story. During tests, conductors ran into some issues, such as people's LinkedIn profiles popping up instead of the ticket. Okay. But the rail line thinks that they've got the bugs worked out now. And what about that privacy? What about that privacy
issue? What about
it? A company spokesperson said some people are confused, and they think they can be tracked via microchip. But if that's something they're worried about, they should just be more concerned about their mobile phone and credit card use first.
I mean, that's true.
Then it is true. You can already be tracked many different ways other than the microchip in your arm. So pay no attention to the fact that we'll just add another one to you that you'll have with you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll help you not have to have a ticket when you get on the train. And after all, they're only keeping track of your location for your own safety.
Right.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas Tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas Tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas Tough. It's not a tough decision. It's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas Tough. Find us at GrandChampRoofing.com.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
7:23. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're keeping an eye on Cindy. Going to bring us some rain later this week, we think, but not nearly as much as up there in deep east Texas in the Piney Woods. All right, it's time for food news.
Food news.
It's time for food news. It's a magical dessert burrito.
Ooh, tell me more.
Well, it's in Canada. I have to tell you that.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
With the eggs.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got the connections, though. So.
Oh, yeah. So where did the eggs go?
Where did they go? I don't know, because I thought he was going to put them in the break room, but he didn't.
No. We're going to give them away.
Oh.
No, we are going to give them away. Because,
then I don't know where. Right. Maybe in his office.
Because this is a product that is not available in U.S. America. So as a result, we have to make this a special prize.
Special
this
prize.
Dessert burrito sounds good, though.
Well, it does. It's a cotton candy burrito.
Ew, no, I don't like cotton candy very much.
Just saying, it's cotton candy, and again, it's available in a place in Canada far, far away, and we're going to do the story later because the screen froze.
Okay. Cotton candy, speaking of, it's kind of a thing now. I have a friend that I went to A&M with, and she owns a company in Dallas, and they do cotton candy almost as like, think about at weddings where they have these like little individual tubs of cotton candy, and it's this whimsical, pretty thing, and there's different flavors, like there is ice cream and stuff like that.
But it still sticks to your fingers.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And how are you going to clean it off?
I'm just saying, it's kind of like a trendy food, I feel like, these days. They're trying to adult it up a little bit.
All right. It's like it's on the back of the kind of like unicorn craze going on these days.
Yes, kind of like how cupcakes were a thing, and we've talked about that. Now it's like cotton candy might be something we got to keep our eye on.
Okay, well, you know, of course, you could use chopsticks to eat it.
Yeah, there you go.
That way it wouldn't get on your fingers.
Or a spork.
Yeah, a spork. A spork would work. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, Ernesto Acosta, Odessa, Texas, has changed his last name legally to Trump. He is really a Trump supporter and thinks it's funny because of his Hispanic heritage. Again, his name was Ernesto Acosta. Ernesto said that the entire process took about a year. He thinks he's the only person who's done this. Again, Ernesto Acosta.
Ernesto Trump.
Call me. Yeah, well, yeah, no, now it's Donald Trump. Yeah,
He changed it to Donald
legal,
Trump?
Was illegal? No, just to Trump.
Okay, all right.
So it may be that he's Ernesto Trump. Okay.
Long lost cousin. Remember me?
Yes.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 726. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. About 90 for a high temperature today and kind of windy. Wind will be out of the north at about 10 to 15, gusting to 20 miles an hour. Yep, out of the north. 74 for a low tonight with a slight chance of showers. 60% chance of rain on Thursday. About an inch accumulation is what they're telling us, and a 40% chance of rain on Thursday night. We probably will be right around 90 going all the way through the weekend, and our chance of rain goes back up to about 40% on Saturday night, and Sunday. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 12. We've got fair skies at 74.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
My friends, to say that liberals are soft on crime is an understatement. Just look at their attitudes toward illegal immigration, riots, or the out-of-control murder rates in liberal-run cities like Chicago. But California liberals are something special. They're in a class by themselves. Los Angeles has a program to help criminals avoid the county jail if they can afford it. It's called Pay to Stay. And for $250 a night, criminals can stay at Seal Beach in a Surfside community facility. There they enjoy unlimited access to movies, to books, to cable TV. For $100 a night, inmates are granted a semi-private room with single showers and unlimited television and phone calls. Some are even allowed to leave their seaside hideaway, go to work, and come back to their pay-to-play jail. Now, not everybody supports this liberal approach to doing time. Critics say it's a two-tier system. Wealthy criminals stay in plush, soft surroundings, while poor criminals have to suffer in squalor. The soft jail cells are only supposed to be open to nonviolent offenders, but a woman victimized by a sexual predator at age 12 recently learned her attacker is doing his time at a pay-to-stay facility. She says she doesn't think justice is being done. These are liberals. It's not about the crime or the time, and it's not about justice. It just comes down to the money. Always about the money. And, of course, perverting everything they can get their hands on.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
We don't sell annuities. We'll never sell annuities. Most annuities have nosebleed-level fees, don't do what the customer thinks they do, have tremendous tax problems, are hard to get out of once you're in them, and are extremely confusing.
Don't let the sound of guaranteed income lead you to financial headache. Call now for your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out why legendary money manager Ken Fisher hates annuities. Call 1-800-859-5500 and see what you might be getting into.
Anything you want to do with annuities, there's a better way to do. If you have more than $500,000 to invest, talk to us.
Get your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out the 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Call now, 1-800-859-5500. That's 1-800-859-5500.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The same day a tropical storm was named that is forecasted to hit the Gulf Coast comes an announcement by the Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp to build a data center on the Rellis campus. Sharp promoted the site as an attractive location for Houston area companies who could move their technology infrastructure out of the hurricane zone. He's also interested in building a network and security operations center. The chancellor says he has been approached by several companies about a public-private partnership to build what would be a revenue generator for the system. Interested parties have until July 28th to submit a proposal. 2 weeks ago, the chancellor talked about public-private partnerships during a construction update of A&M's new hotel and conference center north of Kyle Field.
We're in the midst of the largest building boom in Texas A&M system history. There's $5.4 billion of construction that has happened in about the last 5 years here.
Other examples of System P3 projects are the Century Square development and the soon-to-open Park West student housing and retail area at George Bush and Penberthy. Present and future improvements at Parks in Bryan were part of an update given at the last city council meeting by City Manager Keene Register.
We have a final design draft for Sienna Park. It was reviewed by staff and appears to capture the vision expressed by citizens during the public meeting, so the contractor is moving forward with compiling the construction documents.
The update also included a note about studying a future annexation.
The request for qualifications for the Rellis campus area annexation consultant is planned to be released on June 16th.
Register says construction is underway on new pavilions at Williamson Park and restrooms at Aston Park, and an unusable play structure at Tiffany Park was in the process of being removed. A former Texas A&M PhD student from China returned to a Brazos County courtroom after he was found not guilty by reason of insanity from the stabbing of a College Station emergency room nurse 3.5 years ago. The judge who issued the insanity ruling last August decided that 26-year-old Yuchen Lei can receive outpatient treatment from a local source. Until the judge determines the specific conditions, Lei remains in the Brazos County jail. Yesterday's ruling followed a 3-day hearing that included testimony from mental health experts and other evidence presented by the lawyers representing Lei and the district attorney's office. The nurse who was stabbed because Lei thought the nurse was conspiring with the Chinese government is back at work. According to online jail records, Lei is also being held for immigration authorities. After more than 2 decades, the new Travis County District Attorney hopes by declaring Dan and Fran Keller actually innocent will help people move on with their lives.
The Kellers were convicted in 1992 for sexual abuse of children during satanic rituals at their Austin daycare. They were freed in 2013 when a medical doctor said his evidence was incorrect.
I hope that this puts this to rest and that there is some assurance to the community that the system operates according to law, that they can have confidence that we're applying the law appropriately.
Travis County District Attorney Margaret Moore says evidence handling has come a long way in the past 25 years. In Austin, Audrey Morton, TSN News.
There appears to be an increase in property crimes in the Twin Cities.
Since June 15th, College Station and Bryan police have received reports from 77 victims, 50 in College Station. More than half the combined total, 39, are the victims of one form or another of a theft. Another 24 victims are hit by a burglar to their vehicle, home, or office. Meantime, police also reported making two arrests in as many days on burglary charges. Bryan Police responded to a call the night before last from a victim watching someone remove stereo equipment from his SUV that was parked outside a bar. Victim said as the suspect drove away, he hit another parked vehicle. The victim followed the suspect into a trailer park where he met with officers that led to finding the suspect, his vehicle, and the stolen property. 28-year-old Stephen Tates was arrested for burglary of a motor vehicle with two prior convictions. And 19-year-old Adeline Gilbert of College Station told College Station police she entered a car parked at University Place condos Monday morning because she recognized some property that belonged to her. She was arrested after the owner of the car said she did not have permission to be in his car or remove any property. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station firefighters arrived at a rescue call the night before last, hearing a man say he was going to have to kill someone. That resulted in the firefighters contacting police, who arrested a College Station man for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to the arrest report, three witnesses told police that 20-year-old John Powers slit a man's throat three times while they were both hitting acid inside a home on Tony Court, located off Rock Prairie Road west of Welburn Road. The victim is hospitalized in stable condition, and Powers was taken to jail after he was taken to the hospital and cleared by doctors. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 74 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news, it's brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, it's 7:37, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check weather, sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself, Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East, click on actionsportstx.com.
Cindy will have an impact on our weather here, and we'll keep an eye on it over the next couple of days. She's south of Morgan City, Louisiana, moving towards the northwest at 7 miles an hour. Clouds will be increasing from the east today. We may have some late day showers, 90. Rain is a possibility through the night. Chance of thunder, 70 to 75. Rain tomorrow, chance of a thunderstorm, breezy and near 80. Turning partly sunny with a chance of leftover shower for Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Aggies Stephen Kolick and Blake Kopensky weigh in on the team's loss to TCU yesterday in the College World Series. Meanwhile, Oklahoma's Board of Regents has approved a salary hike for new football coach Lincoln Riley, and Tiger Woods is getting professional help to manage pain after last month's DUI charge involving a combination of prescription medications. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 7:38. Let's head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Scott. Happy first full day of summer.
There you go. When it drops off the front pages or the lead stories in electronic media, sometimes we don't hear any more about it. What can you tell us about Congressman Scalise's situation right now?
He is doing remarkably well, given the severity of the wounds that he had last week. He has been upgraded from critical to serious and now to stable. He was intubated before. They removed that late this weekend. He had another major surgery this weekend, and he is stable enough that he's not going to have any for a while. He's gotten good reports from all of his doctors, particularly his orthopedist. So within the next few days, he will be moving into rehab stage. I mean, before it was trying to save his life, and now it's about getting him back on his feet and getting him back into normally functioning condition again. So our prayers have been answered thus far, and hopefully they'll continue to be answered moving forward. You know, we had a big blood drive here on campus yesterday, and Vice President Pence came by and donated blood, and we'll have another one tomorrow, and I'll be going by to do that tomorrow.
How is the life of a congressman or a member of Congress going to change now because of that in your everyday activities?
Well, we started upgrading our security protocols in as we watched the violence that happened on Inauguration Day and then the degrading coarseness of the rhetoric coming from the left over the last several weeks. And so we have law enforcement at every event that we have now, including meetings in our offices in the district. We'll have law enforcement there. I'm usually armed myself, but I'll give you an example. For instance, this weekend I had a veterans event up in a small town up in the northern part of the district, and the law enforcement felt like it was appropriate to wand everybody that came in for weapons. So it's a shame it's got to that, but I think given the radicalization of this person from the some of the rhetoric that's out there today, that it's probably appropriate to be safe rather than sorry.
Well, it's certainly the idea of a congressman is that you will see your member of Congress in certain places in public. It is just part of what that office is, as opposed to a senator or a governor or something like that.
Right, right. And so, I mean, it's a shame, but like when I go to the hardware store now, I'm usually armed just to make sure that there's somebody in there that sees me, recognizes me, that somehow gotten radicalized by some of the things that they've seen, that we've at least got a chance to protect the folks that are around me and my family and myself.
Sure. Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. All right, legislatively, what has gone on in the House this week, or what do we have coming up for early next week?
Well, two big things this week. One is the Accelerating Individuals in the Workforce Act, and that helps connect Americans looking for work with employers that are looking to fill job openings, including through apprenticeships and other forms of on-the-job training. And this meshes up really well with the president's apprenticeship initiative that he rolled out in the last few days. And then the second more important bill is let me continue on this one, and also incentivizes employer partnerships with state and local agencies to hire recipients from the TANF program, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. In other words, what we're trying to do is continue the efforts to move people from welfare to paychecks. So that's the big issue, the big bill on the floor this week. Next week, we're going to take up a bill that got delayed last week because of the shootings. And that has to do with medical malpractice reform. And so that's part of our healthcare reform agenda. So that'll be coming up next week.
You know, there are 435 seats in Congress, and it has seemed that everyone has thought that these congressional races would be a litmus test for the Trump presidency. And this is a president who gives you heartburn, I understand, with some of the things that happened there. But it was Kansas and Montana. Now it's South Carolina. Now it's Georgia that... basically, if you will, Trump is 4-0 in these special elections. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, he is, isn't he? One of his surrogates said something about how the media has made these a referendum on the Trump agenda. And she went on, it's Kellyanne Conway, as it was, and said, yep, you're right. And hashtag winning. Well, he's right. You know, in particular, this Georgia race, though, is interesting. And so my takeaways from this are, and really two of them. One is the voters continue to reject the leftist agenda, even when you wrap it into a deceivingly centrist message, and then you have a $32 million spend behind it, which was $13 million more than the Republicans spent. And the other thing is the American people are rejecting Nancy Pelosi and her surrogates. That just continues to happen. And, it's like, you and I have talked in the past, Joe Scarborough basically said the Democrats need to figure out, which direction they're going to go with the country because the voters are rejecting it.
Yeah, he's just a loss is a loss. Moral victories are not worth anything. It appears that tomorrow the GOP senators will roll out their answer to the Health Care Act. What have you heard about this prior to the rollout?
Well, very, very little. I talked to some of my Senate colleagues yesterday afternoon, and they're the ones that are in the room are pretty tight-lipped about it. The ones that are not in the room don't know. This is Bill Flores' guess, and that is that it's going to look a lot like the House package, except that it may have some modifications to the Medicaid reforms so that those reforms are less aggressive than what we did in the House and also take longer to implement. But it's really interesting. It's like when I was talking to one of my Senate colleagues last night, I said, I knew when we sent our box over there, you're going to open up and say, hey, we don't like this piece, let's pull it out. But then when you pull it out, you see that you leave a big hole. And so you try to stick something else in it, and it won't fit. And so he kind of laughed and said, yeah, you're right, that's what we found. And so it's a really fine balancing act to be able to make sure that you provide coverage, but you're fiscally responsible. And you also, most importantly, allow families choice in their health care.
Well, part of the problem is this is an entitlement now. People are to the point where they expect to have it. It should be there. Why are you going to change my world?
Well, first of all, an entitlement to an insurance card is not an entitlement to health care. And so we've already seen that. When you look at the number of counties where you're not going to have any insurance provider at all, and that's because of the failed way in which Obamacare was built. And so an entitlement that doesn't give you anything is not of any value. So that needs to be fixed. The other thing is you've got to make it fiscally responsible. And another thing, instead of making an entitlement, why don't you do it something that empowers consumers and empowers families to have choice over their health care rather than some sort of a government design plan? And that's what we're trying to do.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time again this morning.
Great talking to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for Steve Scalise and for our military and our first responders.
Certainly, thanks.
School's out, and the savings are in this summer at Allen Honda. You'll have more money to spend on summer fun with our lease payments of less than $7 a day. Come lease the 2017 Accord for $608 per day, the Fit for $448 per day, and the new Civic for only $577 per day. Drive away with unforgettable deals all summer long. Come experience the new Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Today, I've got a tip for moms and dads that'll help you find a good balance between discipline and love in your parenting. It's simply this: do everything you can to speak positively to your children, even when you're trying to correct their behavior. I know that sounds tough. Negativity doesn't motivate children very well. If a stray baseball flies through a living room window, it won't be very effective for you to ask, "Why did you do something so stupid?" It also doesn't work to address a child's bad grade by saying, "You'd better get your act together at school if you ever want to hang out with your friends again." There's a threat. The problem with a negative approach is that it usually attacks the child instead of addressing the problem that needs to be corrected. And if a child feels attacked long enough, he or she will start to believe that they are the problem rather than their behavior. That can severely demoralize a child and chip away at their confidence. They can change their behavior, but they can't change who they are. Positive correction, on the other hand, works more effectively. You might handle the broken window by saying, "We've talked about why playing baseball by the house isn't a good idea, haven't we?" You can then implement appropriate discipline, maybe make them pay for it. And for the bad grade, have a conversation with your son or daughter and help them find ways to solve their problems at school. Rather than attacking, get creative and find a positive solution for your child. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Could your vitamin and mineral supplements be harming you? Here's the inventor of Texas Superfood, Dennis Black.
Most adults take supplements hoping to improve their health, but there's no proof they actually work. While medicines target symptoms, they don't do anything to prevent illness. That's why I created Texas Superfood. It's pure, natural nutrition. Texas Superfood contains antioxidant-rich vitamins and minerals from 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. Count them, 55. Your body needs this. So here's my health promise to you. Switch from your chemistry-set vitamins to Texas Superfood for 90 days. get better energy, more focus, and better sleep, or return it. No questions asked.
Now, when you order two bottles of Texas Superfood, you can get the third bottle free, but you must call now. 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. You can also order online at texassuperfood.com. Call now, 877-55-TEXAS.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, I understand you had a pretty big weekend this weekend. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, my oldest son turned 17 years old. It was quite the party. He had about 20 of his friends over, and it was such an exciting time for us. You know, the best part about it was that he came to me as a father-son moment and said, "Dad, thank you." It was just one of those times in my life that I look back with him and think to myself, I've accomplished something. And it just happened to be in our swimming pool, and it just happened to be with all his buddies. And I just thought to myself, this is why I do this. Quite frankly, I'd love to have other families get to experience that same feeling.
Speaking of families, the kids are out of school, so now is the time to own a Sunshine Fun pool. For a limited time, you can use your Sunshine Fun Splash Cash towards one of their fun features. There's lots of options to choose from. You can get a free Haywood heater for your pool. You can get $1,500 off a spa. And don't forget, you get free interest for up to 36 months. They make it super easy over there for you to get financed. Make this the best time of your life. Call them today, 979-690-3343, or check them out at sunshinefunpools.com.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team saw their 2017 season come to an end yesterday in the College World Series with a 4-1 loss to the TCU Horned Frogs at TD Ameritrade. Stephen Kolick was saddled with the loss for the Aggies. He yielded 4 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits and 2 walks while striking out 2 2⅔ innings. Here's Kolick.
Sucks to lose, but still felt good. But just missed a few spots here and there, and that's whenever it mattered. So, you know, I have to learn from mistakes and go back to the offseason and work on those few things, come back next year and try not to make those same mistakes. So.
Senior Blake Kopetsky knows the Ags did all they could do, but he has a few theories on what went wrong.
I think we were getting ourselves out. I think we're a little too aggressive, a little too emotional to start the game. Some emotional swings in there, but I think that we just had trouble being on time with the fastball. I mean, we were ahead of it. It's not like he was overpowering us with anything. We're just too aggressive and too emotional with our swings.
The Ags wrapped up the season with a 41-23 mark, advancing to the NCAA championship for a school record 11th consecutive time. It marked the 6th College World Series appearance for the Maroon and White. Elsewhere in Omaha, Brady Singer pitched 7 strong innings to lead Florida to a 5-1 win over Louisville in the College World Series. They'll play TCU in the Bracket 2 final. In Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley already had a major upgrade in his job title to head football coach. Now he's got the financial upgrade to match. Oklahoma's Board of Regents approved a 5-year deal for Riley that starts at $3.1 million for the first year. It increases by $200,000 annually with a national championship bonus of $425,000. Out at Nutribolt, it took 11 innings, but the Bombers secured the victory in a 1-0 pitcher's duel over the Texas Marshals. With the win and a Cane Cutters loss, the Bombers now have their largest lead of the 2017 season at 4 games over both the Generals and the Cane Cutters. Speaking of the Cane Cutters, they're who the Bombers will face next Friday night. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, George Springer hit a leadoff homer to spark a 5-run first inning, and the Houston Astros once again made themselves at home in Oakland with an 8-4 victory over the Athletics. The Astros hope to keep the momentum going in Game 3 tonight in Oakland. First pitch is scheduled for 9:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Carlos Gomez homered in a 4-run first inning, and the Texas Rangers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 6-1. With the series tied at 1-1, the Rangers look for the win at home again tonight. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game over on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Las Vegas, OJ could be a free man this summer. A Nevada parole officer says Simpson has a July 20th hearing that could have him released from prison after serving more than 8 years of a 9-to-33-year sentence. The former Heisman Trophy winner and one-time NFL single-season rushing champion was found guilty in 2008 of armed robbery, kidnapping, and other charges. The conviction stemmed from a confrontation with two sports memorabilia dealers at a Las Vegas casino hotel room in 2007. And Tiger Woods is checked into a clinic to get help for dealing with pain medication. His agent wouldn't disclose the location of the inpatient facility, nor did he say how long Woods would be there. Woods said Monday night that he's receiving professional help to manage his medications and how he deals with pain and a sleep disorder. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. Time for the deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it's a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze Limited. Turbocharged Ecotec, 37,000 miles for just $13,890. Get that turbocharged 2016 Cruze again for $13,890 from Team Ford of Navasota. They also have a customizing shop where you can get pretty much anything done to your pickup truck that you want at Texas Custom Outfitters. To see it all, find them online at teamofnavasota.com. Or make the short trip south to Navasota. They're on Highway 6 right there next to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Again, that's Team Ford of Navasota.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where Tube Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. Tube Video is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let Tube Video help preserve them.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Not so long. Gladys Knight and the Pips. Heard this song before?
Oh, yeah.
Midnight Train to Georgia?
Yeah.
It's been around, hadn't it?
Sure.
Pretty big hit. Know the story behind it?
No.
Well, here's the story, and it's told by a guy named Jim Weatherly. By the way, Jim Weatherly was an All-Southeastern Conference quarterback at Ole Miss. And after college, he decided to go out to Hollywood and write songs. He said, I was living in Los Angeles in a one-bedroom apartment trying to get a recording artist to pay attention to me. One evening in 1970, I called Lee Majors, an actor friend who had just started dating Farrah Fawcett. Lee and I had played college football together, and we were in a flag football league together. And Farrah answered the phone, and she said that Lee wasn't home right now, and she was, in fact, packing on a trip that she was going to take on a midnight plane to Houston
to
visit her folks. That kind of stuck in his head, and it became Midnight Train to Georgia.
Why did he change it to a train into Georgia?
Well, just sounds better.
It did. Just sounded better.
Midnight plane to Houston.
Doesn't work. Saved by the Bell, the new class, you know, the second version of it, if you will, had a longer run than the original Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
yeah, so what? I like that. Yeah, let's update it,
huh?
Yeah, name one member of the new class.
Yeah, really. Did you know that cats sleep so much that by the time they're 9 years old, they've actually only been awake about 3 years?
Just really?
Saying. Really?
Yep.
Wow.
King Olaf V of Norway competed in the Olympics while he was king.
Huh.
Because he wasn't just king, he was really pretty good at sailing.
Okay.
In fact, he won a gold medal in the Olympics in 1928. And did you know that there are several animals that are immune to snake and scorpion venom? Included among them would be hedgehogs, pigs, and skunks.
Hmm. Huh.
So see, that's why you listen.
What
hedgehogs
you know?
You just can't get to.
Well, you can't. Well, in a skunk, you wouldn't want to.
No.
But, and it could be that the snake knows and just says, hey, I'm staying back. That's right. A couple of minutes.
True.
It's a beautiful day for people who are suffering from celiac disease. Well, that's not a nice thing to say. Anyway, folks at Chick-fil-A are now offering a gluten-free bun.
Oh, cool.
It'll be made with quinoa, and it'll be slightly sweetened with molasses and raisins. Has 150 calories.
Huh.
Company has been testing the bun in Washington State and Mississippi and Idaho since April of 2016. Senior consultant for the chain's menu development. Senior consultant for menu development.
There's a whole department for that.
Looks good on a business card. Tells today.com that it's not too heavy and similar to the consistency of a muffin.
Okay.
All right, see how that does. Hope it doesn't
But they're
going
to put chicken on it?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, not cheap. It cost an extra $1.15. But it's Chick-fil-A. Hey, if you want to have that, and you got to have the bread to go along with it, and they got to have a place to put the pickle. So as a result, there you go.
Pickles and raisins.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, quinoa and pickles and chicken.
Molasses.
Anyway, and a $1.15.
All right.
Look for a high temperature today, probably about 90 degrees. Slight chance of some showers. Increases to about 60% tomorrow because of the storm out there. It's 75 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.